Jeremy Maddock. Website: vivavictoria.ca. Twitter: twitter.com/maddockjid. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Viva Victoria. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, born and raised in Victoria. What is your occupation, and for how long? Legal research consultant, since 2010. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. Although I have not previously held elected office, I do have extensive community experience ensuring access to affordable legal services. Between 2013 and 2016, I worked at the Victoria Legal Clinic, providing legal advice and representation on low-cost or pro bono basis. I am presently a participant in the Law Society of British Columbia's Innovation Sandbox program, which aims to develop innovative ways to improve access to legal advice and assistance. Between 2016 and 2020, I served for 4 years on parish council at St. Barnabas Anglican Church. Why are you running? What's your motivation? Over the past several years, Victoria has become less accessible, less affordable, and has developed a noticeable deficit in accountability. I believe local government should stay in its lane by accepting what it cannot change, courageously changing what it can, and wisely discerning the difference. I will skip making lofty promises I cannot keep, while doggedly pursuing tangible reforms to promote an accessible, affordable, and accountable city. What are your top three issues? Accessibility. I will advocate for opening blocked intersections, removing unnecessary speed bumps, restoring sensible speed limits, and ensuring that our parks and beaches are accessible to drivers, seniors, and persons with disabilities. Affordability. Municipal government can't solve a rising tide of inflation. What it can do is stop contributing to it. I will advocate reducing the tax burden, including meaningful tax incentives for property owners to create affordable housing. Accountability. Whether it's a mundane discussion about taxes and zoning, or a politically charged debate about removing statues or renaming streets, Victoria deserves a government that listens to all residents and taxpayers. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? My vision involves preserving the neighborhoods we know and love, with trees that tower over rooftops, not rooftops that tower over trees. I also envision a vibrant and healthy downtown, with more parking spaces and fewer traffic jams, where people throughout the region are excited to go. As density increases, council must tap the community for innovative housing alternatives, recognizing that solutions come from people, not government. I envision neighborhoods dotted with backyard cottages, tiny homes, and community gardens, with a comfortable lifestyle for every person who works, and dignity for every person who can't. Citizens must be given a voice, and an opportunity to engage in the democratic process. What's one big idea you have for your community? I will set the right incentives on affordable housing with a property tax holiday for private homeowners who create affordable secondary suites. This will benefit renters and owners alike by creating affordable rental inventory, while making it easier for homeowners to establish a mortgage helper as interest rates rise. Meanwhile, short-term rentals should be subject to 10% revenue-neutral local sales tax, to compensate for the negative externalities of properties removed from the long-term rental market. Proceeds of the sales tax should be distributed in the form of a dividend to low-income renters who live and work within the city.